This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
77 WABC.
Journey, don't stop believing. We're just talking about, Norm, you were laughing because I was talking about how people are angry, and I'm one of those guys. One piece of news from the Donald Trump New York trial, Judge Mershon, that idiot, is changing next week's gag order hearing to Thursday at 9:30 a.m., so the gag order hearing, not today, instead will be Thursday at 9:30 for Trump, who's already in court for day 8. So don't stop believing, right? And I just talked about how lots of folks are angry, and I'm one of those folks. I'm not angry when I'm outside the office. I'm a fun-loving guy. I watch the Rangers tonight. I go out with my friends. I go for dinner. I'm always kind of the life of the party. But I'm angry when I'm talking about what's going on in this city, in this state, and in this country. And a lot of folks are. And people, you're going to find out, are just kind of wired that way. You know, I often tell people who are easily angered, carry resentment around me, just let it go, man. It's so much easier to be nice, but you're going to find out that's not really true, that we're really wired to be negative and not nice. So my friend Eileen Jimenez is in studio right now. She is a life coach. She deals with the body, the spirit, and the mind. She's got a great website, folks. Check it out today, Life Craft Mastery. That's Life Craft Mastery. And here's Eileen Jimenez. Eileen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Move a little closer to that mic. There you go. So you're welcome. So we were having an off-air conversation, and you said that people are wired to be negative, which makes sense because everybody seems so effing pissed off.
Absolutely. We don't realize that half our day is battling our inner critic. So what I help people do is try to subside that. It's normal for us. We're programmed, I mean, between the news, our parents, just going outside, especially living here in New York, you're wired to be negative and to be on guard. So I try to help people release that fear and just be at peace, because I can tell you from a person that worked in finance for years, money, relationships, none of that really brings you happiness unless you're really, truly happy within yourself.
That's true. Listen, I tried vodka. I tried drugs. I'm being serious.
No, I know.
I'm not proud of it. It's part of my history. I tried a lot of things to make me happy. And my wife and my children make me happy. My friends make me happy. My job makes me happy. I've got a great job and I love it. But you're right. If you wake up in the morning, if you can't look in that mirror and I say, I like him or I like her, then you're destined to have a lousy day.
Exactly. And of course, your family is going to bring you happiness and your job. But these, if we're going to be honest, these are things that can be fleeting. People pass away. You can lose a job. So you always, going back to what you were saying, you always have to be happy within yourself. And that's definitely hard, especially again, with the media, with social media, comparing yourself to others. It's very, very difficult. So it takes a lot of work.
Let me talk about you for a second. Yeah. So you were in finance. Correct. And just so folks know, you're friends with Keith Kantrowitz, a dear
Correct.
Friend of mine,
Correct.
Anthony Carone,
Correct.
A dear friend of mine, all those guys, and Mark Oranger, all them, Kemper. So you were in finance, but you always had this, I don't want to say dream, maybe it was a dream,
yeah,
to do what you're doing right now. How cool is it to realize that and do what you've always wanted to do?
Yeah, so I've always been on the operational side of finance. I've worked at hedge funds. I've worked in investment banks. And the way this came about was a mentor of mine actually suggested being a life coach, because I was just always coaching these executives, these people who have a ton of money. You would think they would be super happy and, you know, they have the world at their disposal.
Miserable. They jump off the roof all the time. No, I'm serious.
I know.
Outside of maybe LGBTQ people, I think those guys kill themselves more. Plus, they're drunk all the time.
It's sad. It really is. And I worked in several different industries. I remember one time sitting with one of the CEOs, and he was just so depressed. And I said, you know, you need therapy. And he's like, I have you. Why do I need a therapist?
Yeah.
So you know what? I feel like the universe led me here, and I couldn't be happier. I'm helping people reach their goals and ultimately just be happier people. And that's a blessing.
Well, let's start with this, Eileen. Mindset shifts for empowerment. Tell me about that.
So it's funny. You said you hit the nail on the head. So innately, I have a feeling you do this. You said if you're not happy with the person in the mirror, you're not going to be happy outside, right?
Well, that's
in the world.
100%.
So one of the things I tell people is, affirm, look in the mirror every day and tell yourself, I love myself. I'm capable, because these things, that's a part of rewiring your brain. You telling yourself, you believing in yourself really does work wonders. So even if you don't believe it, it's going to be hard to do at first. Like you looking at yourself, you're like, oh, this is so stupid, but you follow through with it. And I do this myself every morning.
No,
I promise.
So you get up in the
you.
Morning and you
I play affirmations. Absolutely.
So you walk into the bathroom, you look in the mirror and you go, damn, I love myself.
Absolutely. I'm gorgeous. I'm hot.
Well, that's physically, that may be true, but I think we're talking about more of an emotional level.
No,
here,
all
right?
Of it. Listen, you have to start with what resonates the most, right?
So
no, but I'm being silly and facetious, but I do play affirmations every morning. And so there's been studies that when you wake up in the morning, so I wake up early and I do not look at my phone for at least half hour. And I know that's easier said than done, but that's why I wake up earlier than what I typically have to. So I wake up, I play my affirmations. I go work out. That's another thing that really, that's why when I said holistic, it really is all connected, mind, body, and spirit. When you work out, you release endorphins.
Oh, there's no doubt. Listen,
well, you know,
my recovery for me is that. I mean,
yeah.
I gave up the drinking and the drugs for working out, and I can tell you that I do a 3-day on, 1 day off. Sometimes 2 days on, 1 day off. But life gets in the way, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty disciplined when it comes to working out, but life gets in the way. I've got kids. I've got stuff to do. So if I don't work out for 2 days, I can live with it. But let me tell you, that second day, my mind starts playing tricks. If, God forbid, day 3, I can't work out, or there's a possibility I can't work out, I go right into a depression. I swear.
I believe you.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah.
It's nuts. But that's all part of what you're talking about.
Correct. And doing hard things builds confidence. So I tell people, you're not going to want to get up and work out. But you doing that, it's you part of retraining your brain. Like, I'm in control. I'm going to work out. I don't want to be here. And once you're done, as you know,
you feel great.
Correct.
Empowering yourself to take bold actions. That's never been a problem for me ever, especially when I talk, obviously. But tell me more about that.
So again, it goes back to what I was saying. When you do things that scare you or that you don't want to do, you build that self-confidence. I'll give you a perfect example. Me being here, this is out of my comfort zone, but it's something that I had to do for myself, and it's going to build confidence. Now, the next time I'm invited anywhere, I'm going to have that inner being in me that's going to believe, yeah, I can do this.
Were you nervous? You were nervous.
Of course, of course.
You don't sound nervous since you hopped on the air. You're taking over the damn show.
Be careful. I might take over. But no, yeah, you just have to do things that scare you, and I'm sure you've done this.
Of course. I mean, well, look at Justin. He looks in the mirror naked every day. That's got to be terrifying. you're right. So sometimes, not only sometimes, but oftentimes, go out of your comfort zone. That's how you build confidence. And finally, boosting confidence and charisma, which you're doing right now, in personal and professional settings.
Yeah. So what I've learned is that a lot of people don't connect with others. And one of the main ways to connect with others is just listening. It's so simple, but listen, people just want to feel heard. That's really what it is.
But what if they say, what if they're talking about stupid stuff? Like, what if it's a Democrat, for example? I can't just sit and listen. I want to kill somebody.
Well, no, but you, honestly, if you listen, they'll be more intrigued by you and they'll want to talk to you more. You don't have to always agree.
Yeah.
There's things that you're not going to agree with everyone on everything.
No.
But just providing them the respect. You love when people listen to you, right?
And I love it. Sure.
Exactly. We all do. So that makes people, that makes you more charismatic. People want to talk to you more.
You know, you have friends, for example, that I've never ever heard of me before, not my name, not this show, anything, and they listened this morning for the first time in anticipation of your appearance.
Correct.
And now they're all in love with me, all of them, aren't they?
I mean, I did get a text saying, I love this guy. Who is he? So you're getting fans for sure.
Well, that's cool. That is cool. So the website, besides, there's some information on there, some nice pictures. And I think you can actually sign up for a session right there online, right?
Correct. I offer a free one-on-one just for compatibility purposes to see whether we're compatible and whether we can work together. Because, you know, I'm not here to waste anyone's time or money, quite frankly. And, yeah, they can reach out to me there and then we can take it from there.
Lifecraft Misery.
Mastery, not misery.
See what I did there? You see that? You see what I did, Lois?
We're trying to avoid the misery.
That's that negative thing again. Damn it. You were great, and your job is important. I'm one of those guys, it's funny we played Don't Stop Believin' because that was the last song ever played on The Sopranos. Mm-hmm. A lot of people thought that was the night that Jimmy died, you know. Excuse me, Tony, his real name was Jimmy. But the beauty about that show, and I say this all the time, it was not a mob show. That was a periphery, right? You love the mob stuff. The show was the family unit, and how, in this day of negativity, a crime boss got his true solace and felt better, his serenity, I would say, sitting with a psychologist.
Exactly.
Those scenes with him and Bracco, that was The Sopranos. Not Paulie Walnuts, not Christopher, that was it. So even then, 20 years ago, they said, even crime bosses have to sit with a psychologist, psychotherapist, what it may be. And that's basically what you do now every day.
Well, yeah, we're all human at the end of the day. And no matter who you
not
are.
Not all of us. Yeah, not Chuck Schumer. What if, in fact, Joe Biden called to sit with you? Would you say no? Please tell me you say no.
Listen, we're all human. I'm right. Not going to turn away anyone who
any
needs
human
help.
Who's got
I'm
money.
Sorry.
Thank you very much, Eileen. We're done for today, and we had a great week again. My cast was, as always, tremendous. Lou Ruffino, I guess I'll see you at some point this weekend, Lou. Maybe tomorrow? Harbor Lights?
It depends on how many affirmations I've done.
You don't do you do any affirmations?
Yes, I do affirmations that I'm going to be mad when I get in here.
Oh, I confirm that.
How many affirmations do you do? Give me a number.
I mean, 4 to 5.
4 to 5. Okay, Lewis, start tomorrow.
Okay, 1. We'll start with 1.
Okay.
That's okay.
That's a good start.